You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started. This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Department of Justice is taking over the investigation into Wausau Mayor Doug Dinney. Dinney moved Wausau's only ballot drop box out of the public's reach 2 weeks ago to make a point. Former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney endorsing Democrat Kamala Harris for president Thursday in Ripon, the birthplace of the Republican Party.
Liz Cheney really is a leader who puts country above party and above self, a true patriot.
Cheney is calling for patriotism ahead of partisanship, calling Donald Trump not fit to be president.
I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Trump campaigns in Juneau Sunday. A former guard at the Waupun State Prison is pleading no contest to reduce charges in the deaths of two inmates last winter. Sarah Ransbottom did not do cell checks in February like she was supposed to. Nine Waupun staffers, including the former warden, are charged. Wisconsin's Attorney General will not get to review sealed bankruptcy documents for the Catholic Church in southeast Wisconsin. A federal judge ruled this week against opening papers sealed nearly a decade ago. Josh Call wanted a look at the documents for his investigation of clergy sex abuse in the Milwaukee Archdiocese. Wisconsin school superintendent wants more to be done about cybersecurity. Jill Underly led a roundtable discussion on the topic yesterday. Cyber criminals are targeting school districts in Wisconsin and around the country. The White House says the federal government needs to be part of the solution. Outbreaks of food poisoning can be scary, but there are steps you can take. Jovana Kovacevic is an expert on listeria. She says people should store meat at the right temperature and cook it thoroughly.
Certain foods are higher risk foods, and if you're in that vulnerable group, you want to avoid those foods. We really need to do better to engage consumers.
A recent listeria outbreak linked to deli meat killed 10 people and made 59 other people sick across the country. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Northern Wisconsin residents say they've had more moose sightings than usual this year. According to Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources officials, moose sightings are pretty rare given that there's usually only a couple dozen in the state at any time. With new sightings in Washburn and Burnett counties, DNR officials say their wandering pattern is linked to their mating season from mid-September to mid-October. Officials are reminding residents to keep your distance if you do happen to catch a look at a moose. As temperatures start to cool off for good in the area, pest control specialists are sharing tips on how to keep little critters out of your home. With the colder weather, pests like bees, mice, and spiders may start to look for ways into your home as they seek shelter in warmer areas. Specialists say the best way to keep those critters out is to take preventative steps early, like ensuring windows and pipes around the home are sealed. Experts also recommend traps and chemical deterrents if those critters keep finding ways inside. One of the suspects in a violent home invasion in Barron County last year has been sentenced to prison. According to court documents, Ryan Charpentier of Minnesota was sentenced to 5 years in prison and ordered to pay over $16,000 in restitution for his role in the incident. Charpentier and Ricardo Antonio Dominguez were both convicted of tying up the 70-year-old man who owned the home and tasing him before stealing $13,000 in cash and other valuables. Dominguez will be sentenced later this month. On Thursday, Minnesota Senators Amy Klobuchar and Tina Smith announced nearly $10 million in funding for the Duluth International Airport. $9.5 million of funding through the Airport Improvement Program will allow the Duluth Airport to rebuild about 11,000 feet of one of their taxiways. Airport officials say Taxiway A has reached the end of its useful life and no longer meets the required standards of the Federal Aviation Administration. The reconstruction project of the taxiway will be a multi-year process. A burglary suspect was arrested at a popular Duluth restaurant on Thursday morning. According to the Duluth Police Department, officers responded to the burglary call at Bridgman's Restaurant at around 6:15 a.m. on Thursday. When they arrived, they noticed a broken window from the street and cleared the building before taking the 44-year-old man into custody. He was taken to a local hospital for evaluation before being taken to the St. Louis County Jail on burglary and property damage charges. The restaurant reopened shortly after. Minnesota Senator Tina Smith visited Duluth on Wednesday as part of the Fighting for Reproductive Freedom bus tour. The bus tour seeks to energize voters by highlighting the differences between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump on reproductive freedom. Vice President Harris has made restoring the protections of Roe v. Wade a major staple of her campaign, while former President Trump has repeatedly bragged about being responsible for it being overturned by the Supreme Court. City officials are asking residents to stay clear of Chester Creek following a sanitary sewer release. The city was notified of a backup near Kenwood Avenue and College Street at around 1 p.m. on Wednesday afternoon. When they arrived on the scene, they determined there was a sewer release occurring near the creek. Officials are not sure how much, if any, of the sewage made it into the creek and were still working to fully clear the blockage on Thursday. Community members should avoid the creek until further notice. The Lake Superior Zoo has announced the addition of two new members to their animal family. According to zoo officials, two baby cotton-top tamarind twins have joined the zoo and seem to be healthy and doing well. The animal is considered critically endangered with less than 2,000 estimated in the wild and is protected under the Species Survival Plan. They only have a 50% chance of survival, whether in the wild or in captivity. The zoo says the best time to get a look at the new additions is between noon and 2 p.m. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Heartbreak in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers went into the ninth inning with a lead yesterday, but a three-run home run by Pete Alonso ended Milwaukee's season. Manager Pat Murphy said he is disappointed for his players after a great season.
I love this team. You know, I love them. I'll never be able to duplicate 2024. And it didn't end the way we wanted to. And tragically, actually, you know, it felt like it. It felt like a tragedy, and
This offseason, the Brewers could move on from Willy Adames, who should command strong interest in free agency.
Well, I can't tell you if that was it or not. I mean, I guess we have to wait, but you know, I would love to be here next year competing with my boys again. You know, it would be great. It would be special. I know the talent that we have in this clubhouse is something special. I know that we can do great things together.
Meanwhile, the Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the LA Rams on Sunday after losing last week to the Minnesota Vikings. Head coach Matt LaFleur said Jordan Love will be another week healthier this week after some struggles last week.
You know, I think that's a byproduct of not practicing for a couple weeks. I thought just in our limited practice today, I thought he did a really nice job. It looks like he's just getting back into the groove. And like I mentioned the other day, I mean, not that we want to throw 50-some-odd times in the game, but I thought the more we threw, the better he got. And just it's kind of working through it. And, you know, it's hard to go out there and when you just don't have a lot of practice or you have a lot of time off and expect to be at the top of your game. I think it's a process, and I know he's doing everything in his power, and I think he looks better with each and every day.
Kickoff this Sunday against the Rams is after 3 p.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. On the set of Men in Black in the 90s, the production was held up because of Will Smith's gas. That is according to director Barry Sonnenfeld, who told Kelly Ripa on her podcast that the odor was so bad it cost the production 3 hours. Apparently, Smith and co-star Tommy Lee Jones were in a very confined space, and the not-so-fresh Prince of Bel-Air let one rip as he was apologizing to Jones. Ever the professional, Jones was actually willing to work through the stench. Always leave Hollywood parties before the devil gets there. Those are the words of actor Denzel Washington as he spoke about Sean Combs' parties to comedian Brandon T. Jackson. Us Weekly recently reported that in 2003, as Denzel and his wife Pauletta left one of Combs' parties, Denzel got in Combs' face and screamed, "You don't respect anybody." Tough to leave a party before the devil gets there when the devil is the one actually throwing the party. Kevin Smith fans have been wondering if there will be a Mallrats sequel for going on 30 years. Well, wonder no more. While discussing his new film, The 4:30 Movie, Smith told the New York Post there will definitely be a Mallrats sequel. The director says he spoke about the sequel with Shannon Doherty before she passed away from cancer. He says Doherty was all on board with the project, and she even told him she would go to the studio with Smith and play the cancer card to get it made if she had to. If you watch any TV at all, you've seen one of Ryan Murphy's shows. His latest is Monsters, about the Menendez brothers on Netflix. His new legal drama is All's Fair. The project took a hit when Halle Berry left, but there is no shortage of actors who want to work. Variety reports that Ed O'Neill will join the cast of the show that follows a divorce attorney at an all-female law firm. The show also stars Naomi Watts, Glenn Close, and Kim Kardashian. O'Neill is best known for his work on Married with Children and Modern Family. Here are some films you might want to see and some you might want to avoid. The sequel to Todd Phillips' The Joker, Joker Folie au Deux, hits the screen this weekend. Joaquin Phoenix is back playing the title character opposite Lady Gaga, who plays Harley Quinn. The film is much anticipated but receiving mixed reviews at about 50% right now on Rotten Tomatoes. Family drama Whitebird will also be out in wide release. The film is being called the follow-up to the best-selling book Wonder and stars Gillian Anderson and Helen Mirren. Whitebird is pulling in 85% so far on Rotten Tomatoes. And this week's dose of horror comes from the new Mel Gibson film Monster Summer. Gibson plays a retired police detective who teams up with kids at a camp to face a monstrous danger and save their island. The film has not yet been reviewed, so be warned. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today with a high near 70 this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, sunny, warm, and windy. Upper 70s to near 80 with an isolated afternoon thundershower possible. Then we're back to fall temperatures on Sunday with sunshine and a high in the low to mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.